The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
People today can spend half their lives over 50. So it's good to be financially ready for what's important to you as you get older, like a family vacation. Or starting your dream business.
Welcome to Connie's Coffee. How may I help you?
AARP's trusted financial tools can help you plan for whatever your future holds. That's why the younger you are, the more you need AARP. Start planning today at aarp.org/moneytools.
Canva presents unexplained appearances. It was an ordinary workday until...
That presentation appeared out of thin air.
Also, it's eerily on brand.
Wait, did that agenda just write itself?
Words appear, making this unexplainable case...
Unexplainable? It's Canva's AI tools. I can generate slides and words in seconds.
Really? The real mystery is why I'm only learning this now.
Canva.com. Designed for work.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
At Capella University, you'll get support from people who care about your success. From before you enroll to after you graduate, pursue your goals knowing help is available when you need it. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.
It's Tuesday, June 8th, 2021, and I'm Dave Sobel. Two things to know today: what traffic patterns tell us about changes in work, and a bit of good news on the security front. This is the Business of Tech. Because I absolutely don't want to always start with security, let's dig into a few around the world of work. Wondering about the change in vehicle driving patterns? Well, they aren't back to pre-pandemic patterns, but could go that way. Research by Streetlight Data shows that while miles traveled in February 2021 was still below the previous year, it rose in March to nearly the pre-pandemic baseline. 37 states showed an increase in March 2021 compared with February 2020. Also of note, the rush hour in the afternoon has become a rush afternoon generally, and the morning rush has disappeared. Instead, traffic simply builds to become the high point in the afternoon. Last week, I talked about Apple's plans to return to the office 3 days a week. Maybe not. Employees are pushing back. There's an internal letter in the company coming 2 days later, which is making requests for additional flexibility. As we consider work from anywhere, The Information is reporting that Google is working on additional workspace features around productivity, including RSVPs for meeting invitations, specifying in-person or remote, as well as offering meeting availability for external organizations. And while I won't dive into too much of Apple's announcements from their WWDC event this week, one big one of note: FaceTime is getting Android support via the web, as well as the ability to schedule calls and share content. So why do we care? Commutes are a byproduct of the changes for sure. Of course, do employees want to take on that load? That's the question facing Apple. Management had one idea, and employees clearly have another. The opportunity remains in the connection of culture and technology to meet the business's needs. Apple just threw their hat in the ring for collaboration, too. Sure, it's heavily consumer-focused, but that doesn't necessarily matter for smaller companies. Google is looking to absorb ideas like Calendly into their product. So this is this one entire space of innovation to watch. Another day, another security list. Navistar, maker of trucks and military vehicles, was breached and data stolen in an incident on May 20th. It was disclosed via filing with the SEC, and the company says operations were not affected. An older form of phishing has resurfaced. Agent Tesla, first noted in 2014, and it's apparently been updated as being seen used to procure data. Noted as a low-cost ransomware, as low as $15 a license, the authors offer 24/7 technical support, too. On the good news front, the Department of Justice has recovered most of the $4.4 million ransom paid by Colonial Pipeline. Law enforcement recovered the private key of the DarkSide Bitcoin wallet and recovered 63.7 bitcoins of the roughly 75 paid. The activities of ransomware gangs are so extensive, it's expected to be an issue raised by President Biden with Russian President Putin in Geneva at a meeting this month. The DOJ also announced the arrest of a Latvian national behind TrickBot and specifically cited the collaboration between public and private entities. Of course, can't all be good news. A new password breach reported by CyberNews, which says 8.4 billion passwords were just released on a hacker forum. This is likely a roll-up of other breaches and could be the largest collection yet. Also of note, it isn't just old technology under assault. There's malware being reported by researchers as the first to target Windows containers within Kubernetes clusters. Dubbed Siloscape, it's designed to open a back door in poorly configured clusters to then run malicious containers. Why do we care? That's the key detail, poorly configured clusters. It's seemingly always about poor configuration. The Washington Post is noting that this seizure of funds is the first by the new task force. That's encouraging. We're now watching for changes in the government's approach. Will something change after Geneva? Are you still using on-prem file servers and VPNs to share files with remote workers? Ignite is a business-class cloud sharing solution that works more like your on-prem server than any other solution. With a security-first approach to file sharing and collaboration, Ignite offers multiple options for sharing files and collecting files from outside sources. And do it all while addressing data governance and compliance. Want to learn more? Check out ignite.com/MSP. That's EGNYTE.com. And when you do, tell them Dave sent you. Thanks for listening to The Business of Tech. I won't dive into WWDC unless you really want me to. That was the big announcement that got me. Although check out that cool demo of moving between devices. Talk to you again tomorrow.
At Capella University, you'll get support from people who care about your success. From before you enroll to after you graduate, pursue your goals knowing help is available when you need it. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.
Hey parents, Greenlight is here to take one big thing off your to-do list, teaching your kids about money. With a Greenlight debit card and money app of their own, kids and teens learn to earn, save, and invest. You can send money instantly, set flexible controls, and get real-time notifications of your kids' money activity. Set up chores and put allowance on autopilot to reward them for their hard work. Then learn about the world of money together. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.